Well, I'll tell you, we've been learning a lot about something that Annie Rummel was so excited about and told us about so long ago. And now we're meeting the people who kind of were behind the scenes. On the other hand, our next guest we did speak with before, but I just want to remind you of the things we've been talking about with the Memorial Cup that is it's here. I mean, it's not here, but it's very, very soon. May 25th and 26th, it'll be the Memorial Cup Ball Hockey Jamboree presented by White Orthodontics and the Memorial Cup Youth Skills Clinics presented by Zenders of Frankenmuth. Monday the 27th and Tuesday the 28th. Apparently the 29th of May, Wednesday, Girls' Day, presented by Northwood University. And the youth are encouraged to come early or stay after their session to watch the Memorial Cup teams live in practice action. And again, we say go to SaginawBayIceArena.com, SaginawBayIceArena.com. And the team of the hour, really, as I understand it, they're like the host team, which means they're going to be involved. But I got to tell you, they've earned that because under the leadership of their general manager, the Saginaw Spirit, Dave Drinkle, since July of 2015, he's been involved with the guys. But in just the last 5 years, they've won three West Division titles. You just got another one.
Yeah, no, it's been a great little run for our guys. We definitely owe the credit to the players and the staff to kind of make that happen. I'm just kind of the guy behind the scenes bringing the guys in for it.
Just kind of the guy behind the scenes. Give me a break, would you, Dave? For God's sakes, you brought along an unyielding passion, the unyielding passion you have for hockey and you always have, and you brought it with you, and you instilled it upon the entire Spirit organization as they continue to boast record best seasons. This has got to be great fun for you.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. You know, as a young kid, I always wanted to be a general manager and followed the OHL my whole life and growing up in Ontario. And having that dream come true with Dick Garber and Craig Goslin hiring me in 2015, it's been a phenomenal ride. The best years of my life have been the last nine that have been here in Saginaw. And call Saginaw my home now. And to be able to watch the team kind of grow and develop how we envisioned it, myself and my assistant GM Brian Prout and head coach Chris Lazary. You know, we had a great year this year with 50 wins, set team records, set individual records along the way as well. And ultimately, we lost to London the other night, which really stings. But we have another crack at the Memorial Cup here being the host, and that's our focus right now.
And you went about this not so much as a superstar on the ice. You may have been that, but that's not the way you went around it because of in your college, your degree was in sports management.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't a superstar on the ice. I thought I was decent, but not good enough to make it at that level. So, again, I always wanted to be a general manager. I researched people that have gone different routes in Ontario, different university paths to make that happen. And I ended up going to Laurentian University in Sudbury for sport management and followed my way along from there. Started as a volunteer after university and worked my way up.
So tell us, from your insight and inside knowledge, Dave Drinkle, the general manager, Saginaw Spirit, what do my listeners need to know if they decide to come and visit?
For the Memorial Cup, they're probably going to see the best. The CHL is the best junior hockey development league in the entire world, and we develop a lot of players for the NHL, and they reach the NHL at a young age coming out of our league. But I think the quality of hockey that fans are going to see here at the Dow and in Saginaw is the best you're going to see at this level. It's the best teams across Canada. They're the top 60. All the league champions will be here. And obviously we're in as the host of the four best teams across all of Canada. All 60 are going to be here in one spot. And the amount of NHL draft picks that are going to be playing in these games and future stars of the NHL in these games is unheard of. And I think it'll be the best hockey you guys can see in the area.
Here's one problem. We started talking about this because Annie Rummel is such a supporter. She's the CEO of Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, gogreat.com. My problem right now is I can't remember what I've talked about, what I haven't talked about over the last several months. If I'm understanding and remembering this correctly, isn't this the first time that the Memorial Cup has been in this area in years and years, or maybe the first time ever?
First time ever it's been hosted in from Ontario League teams hosted in the U.S., for sure.
I mean, that's a very big deal.
Yeah, huge deal.
And it wouldn't have happened without you being such a big deal and your team, the Saginaw Spirit, being a big deal, as I understand it.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it with the bid, and I'm sure Craig has talked a little bit on air as well. You know, the business staff does such a phenomenal job, and the support from the community and the corporate sponsors, and all that plays a huge factor into being able to host this event. But being a team that was a quality enough team to potentially win this thing was a big part of the bid as well, and our guys have shown that they're capable of doing that, and we've put the team together on the ice that can compete for it.
So, Dave, how much pressure is on the team when they're the home team, if you will?
Yeah, do you know what? We knew there would be a lot of pressure going into the year. We felt it early, especially when we had a tough start to the year. We actually started 4-7-1, which was a tough hole to dig out of, and then we ended up going, you know, 50-16-2 for the season. So we had a record year for us, but there was pressure, and the pressure in the playoffs to make sure you got, you know, yourselves in position to win. You didn't want to be a team that goes out early in the playoffs, and we made it to the conference final, Game 6, and unfortunately a couple bad bounces didn't go our way, and we were eliminated. But definitely been feeling that pressure all year, but, you know, like any industry, you sign up for that and we embrace it, and our guys are ready to put that pressure aside in a few weeks.
I know that ticket sales have been underway and they have been going very well.
Yeah.
There are still tickets available. This is an opportunity for people to see what we would call, back in the U.S., Stanley Cup style level tournament action. And you'll get closer on the ice than you ever could any other time, any other way. And you can root for our team, in this case, the Saginaw Spirit, with all these teams coming in from all over the place. Is the best way to get tickets going to SaginawBayIceArena.com? Or am I missing something? Is that the best way?
You can go onto the Saginaw Spirit website, the Memorial Cup website as well, and those are probably the best way to get the tickets for the event. And it is selling out quickly for sure. I know there is still some available, but as the teams start qualifying for the tournament through the Western League and the Quebec League and now the Ontario League, those tickets are definitely going to go fast by the host community.
Would that be SaginawSpirit.com?
SaginawSpirit.com.
SaginawSpirit.com. You know, my fear is we've given out so many ways to do this that somebody's going to say, geez, I can't remember. So that's a real easy one. SaginawSpirit.com. SaginawSpirit.com. Coach? Well, not coach, general manager, Dave Drinkhill of the Saginaw Spirit, I wish you and the team the best of luck.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
As we continue, I did the whole interview. Not at any point did he say, you know, we could really use you on the bench there, Paul. Did you notice? Did anyone hear that? Did I miss that in the conversation?
You know, we'll work out a deal. Maybe the towels.
Thanks,
I don't know.
Dave. Thank appreciate you. It. Dave Drinkhill. General Manager, Saginaw Spirit, 128 WJR.